Lesson 13, Strengthening the Family Through Family Home Evening. This lesson should teach us how to strengthen our families through family home evening. Introduction. Every family should spend at least one evening a week gathered together in a family activity. To encourage these family home evenings, the church has set aside Monday evening for family activities. Usually, gospel instruction and discussion should be a major part of our family home evenings. Show visual 13A. Every family should meet in home evening once a week. 13-B, the family is the most important unit in the church. 13-C, gospel study should be part of family home evening. Or 13-D, children need help in developing spiritual sensitivity. All families are not the same. Some have parents and children at home. Others have one parent with children. Still other families have only parents with no children at home. There are also many single adults who live alone or with roommates. Whatever the case may be, family home evening is for everyone. Even those living alone can participate by joining other individuals to hold family home evening. For those who are lonely, this can be a special blessing. There is no more appropriate place for teaching the gospel than the home. Only at home can children learn the nature of family life as authored by our Heavenly Father. Monday night with the family together sets a spirit for all family experiences. Those who have this spirit in their midst find it the source of their greatest joy. The First Presidency, Family Home Evening Manual, 1971, page 4. We should not be discouraged if every family home evening is not a great success. It is important simply that we be together with our families. If we continue trying and exercise patience and love, the problems we have will be overcome and our family home evenings will accomplish what the Lord intends them to accomplish. Pages 112 through 115 contain visuals 13A, B, C, and D. Page 116, Conducting Family Home Evening. Fathers are the patriarchs of their families and should preside over family home evenings. In the absence of a husband or father, the wife or mother should preside. It is a good plan to hold a short family council or planning meeting before each home evening to check on the activities and plans of family members for the coming week. This is especially helpful when there are teenagers in the family. One father said that for family council, we gather around at the dinner table with Daddy in charge, and we discuss family business. We make any announcements of importance to the family, and discuss and compliment any achievements made by the children during the week. As each child hears his own accomplishments retold to the family, he glows with pride. And so, I might add, to his parents. Glenda W. Harper, Participation, Our Family Home Evening Success Key. Ensigned December 1977, page 17. Parents should plan in advance each family home evening and then make assignments to family members. Show visual 13E, family home evening should involve all family members. The father either teaches the lesson or delegates the teaching to his wife or children. Young children particularly enjoy leading the music, reading scriptures, holding pictures, praying, and passing out refreshments. There are many ways to hold a family home evening. Some activities for a family home evening are reading the scriptures, discussing the gospel, sharing testimonies, performing a service project, going on a picnic, or playing a family game. Family home evening activities should include a prayer. A sample of one way to hold a family home evening is given here. 1. Opening song, family member to be chorister. 2. Opening prayer, family member to give prayer. 3. Family business, conducted by father. 4. Musical number by family member. 5. Lesson, presented by family member from gospel principles. 6. Discussion and planning for coming week. 7. Closing song. 8. Closing prayer. 9. Fun activity conducted by family member. 10. Refreshments prepared by family member. Page 117 contains visual 13-E. We should not hesitate to ask even small children to help teach the family home evening lesson. One young member of the church shared the following. When Dad suggested that everyone in the family take a turn at giving the family night lesson, I thought it would be funny to say, yeah, let John give the lesson next week. John is 3 years old. So Dad assigned John the lesson. And with Mom's help, John gave one of the best family night lessons that we have ever had. And the joy on that little guy's face was worth more than we will ever be able to give him in return. Quoted by Lowell Durham, Jr., What Makes a Good Family Home Evening, New Era, June 1972, page 13. Each family member can help make family home evening a success. One thing we can do is plan our personal activities to leave Monday night free for family home evening. Also, each family member can be assigned to help prepare or present the home evening lesson or activity. Young children enjoy performing in many ways. They especially enjoy presenting simple flannel board stories. Mother or one of the older children could help them prepare these or other assignments during the week. Every child will participate when father and mother include them and are patient with their efforts. One father found that family home evening requires love and patience. Without them, even careful planning will not ensure a good experience for the family. Some years ago, I felt a bit ornery one Monday evening. As we began our home evening, the children were poking each other and acting wild. I became upset and announced in a loud voice, "Sit up straight and knock off the fooling around, or else there is going to be some big trouble around here." The children could see by the red in my face that I was serious. They became quiet. I continued by saying, "I don't know why you can't sit still for a few minutes and listen. Now, I don't want to hear anything out of any of you until I finish this lesson. And when I finish, I'm going to ask some questions. You had better know the answers." Finally, I finished the lecture and began to ask the questions. They knew every answer. I had taught the ideas very well. I then asked, "Do you children have any questions?" My oldest son said in a subdued tone, "I do." He then asked, "Next week, could Mom teach the lesson?" His words and my feelings told me that in trying to do right, I had done wrong. I had taught ideas, but I hadn't taught my family. I have learned a few things since then. I still don't let the children get very far out of line, nor do they seem to want to, but I found better methods of discipline. I simply refuse to get upset during family home evening. This father finished the account of his experience by sharing the following advice. Be pleasant. Save your best and friendliest behavior for home. In our home, family home evening is not like the formal classes at the chapel. No law says we must sit in chairs. We often sit on the floor to make sure everyone feels relaxed. Fathers get upset because they feel they must see that the lesson is taught and that the family members pay strict attention. That idea is partially correct, but when it becomes an obsession, family home evenings become unpleasant experiences. George D. Durant, Love at Home, Starring Father, pages 44 through 46. We can improve our family home evenings by praying to our Heavenly Father for help as we plan our home evenings to fit our family's needs and as we prepare our assignments. How can we use prayer to improve our family home evenings? How much time should we spend each week in preparing for family home evening? How could we improve our home evenings with better planning? Do you spend as much time making your family and home successful as you do in pursuing social and professional success? Are you devoting your best creative energy to the most important unit in society, the family? Or is your relationship with your family merely a routine, unrewarding part of life? Parents and children must be willing to put family responsibilities first in order to achieve family exaltation. The First Presidency Family Home Evening Manual, 1973, page 4. Family Home Evening Strengthens the Family. Hold a bundle of sticks or matchsticks in your hand. Tell the class that these represent members of a family. Take one of the sticks out of the bundle and break it in half. Tell the class that when we stand alone, we are not as strong as when we are with our family. Then take a string or elastic band and bind the sticks together. Tell the class that the string represents the binding influence of the gospel. Show how difficult it is to break the sticks. Explain that we are stronger when we are united as a family and strive together to live the gospel. Well-planned family home evenings held each week can help us assist family members to overcome the evil influences in the world. Satan is attacking righteousness, using many different temptations to promote sin and wickedness. The youth are his special targets. But if we teach them the gospel and strengthen them spiritually in the home, they will withstand the temptations they face in the world. In our home evenings and other positive family experiences, we can fill our souls with the things of God, thus leaving no room for evil to find a place in our hearts or minds. The First Presidency Family Home Evening Manual, 1972, page 4. What blessings have come to your family through family home evening? As long ago as 1915, the First Presidency of the Church gave us this promise. If the saints obey this counsel, holding family home evening, we promise that great blessings will result. Love at home and obedience to parents will increase. Faith will be developed in the hearts of the youth of Israel, and they will gain power to combat the evil influences and temptations which beset them. Home Evening, Improvement Era, June 1915, page 734. Elder Marion D. Hanks, speaking of the youth, pointed out four of their needs. He said they need 1, faith; 2, to be accepted as they are and to be included; 3, to be actively involved, to participate; and 4, to know that they are more important than their mistakes, that they are loved unconditionally. Then he told about his own daughter. I knelt with my own family at the conclusion of a great family home evening the night before our lovely daughter was to be married in the temple. I think she wouldn't mind my telling you that after we had laughed and wept and remembered, she was asked to pray. I don't recall much of her prayer, the tears and the joy and the sweetness, but I remember one thought. She thanked God for the unconditional love she had received. This life doesn't give one very many chances to feel exultant and a little successful, but I felt wonderful that night. Love Unconditional, Ensign, December 1971, page 106. The Family Home Evening Program builds love and peace in our homes. As this feeling grows, our families will desire to live the gospel, and much of the quarreling and contention in our homes will be eliminated. As our families pray, sing, and discuss the gospel together, the Spirit of the Lord will come into our homes and replace any spirit of contention found there. How can regular family home evenings bring more love and peace into our homes? How can regular family home evenings help family members fight the forces of evil? Write the ideas volunteered on the chalkboard. Have the assigned class members share special family home evening experiences they have had. Conclusion. Family home evening is part of the Lord's plan to help us return to Him. It is a time set aside for us to teach our children the principles of the gospel and to help our families draw closer in love and understanding. These times together can help us strengthen our family unity and teach us how to live together in greater love and harmony. Our family members will thus be better able to combat the influences of evil in the world. Again, most earnestly, we urge parents to gather their children around them in love and patience and understanding and instruct them in truth and righteousness. The home is the first and most effective place for children to learn the lessons of life. The First Presidency, Family Home Evening Manual, 1975, page 3. Challenge. 1. If you are not holding regular family home evenings, begin this week to do so. 2. Prayerfully plan your family home evenings to meet the needs of your family. 3. Involve all family members in family home evening as much as possible. Additional Scripture. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 68, verse 25. Parents to teach children doctrine. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Prepare a bundle of small sticks or matchsticks to perform the object lesson on family unity mentioned in the lesson. 2. Obtain a chalkboard and chalk. 3. Assign some class members to tell of special family home evening experiences. 4. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 13, Strengthening the Family Through Family Home Evening.